It is time to welcome in our weekly visit with Adam Schefter, courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers.
I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Jenny.
Somebody told me about that. They said, hey, you got Adam Schefter on every week. You got to get that drop from the movie Draft Day with Kevin Costner. I said, I don't remember that. And there it is.
There he is.
And without further ado.
Funny, I've done a lot of radio shows over the years. That you guys are the first ones to ever lead into the segment that way. And I kind of like that. I think that's kind of fun. I think we should play that every single week.
I think
now.
We will.
We will.
I think we will.
We definitely will. Now, you made an appearance in that movie, right? You did a couple different things in that movie, did you not?
No, I was not in that movie.
You weren't?
That's the only reference in that movie. The only movie I've been in was The Longest Yardstink.
Okay.
And I still get royalty checks. Like every 2-3 months, I get a check for like $4.26, $6.31. And every time they arrive, I say, I wonder what Adam Sandler's royalty check is. Because if I'm getting that money every 2-3 months, I can only imagine what he's getting.
I have gotten royalty checks for zero. Literally zero, zero. Like, why did you even send me that? You sent me zero, like 0 cents. $0 and 0 cents. Anyhow, whatever.
Don't let it bet. Hey, congratulations to you guys on your summer book and all your success here that I was reading about online here. That's outstanding.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Adam. We appreciate that.
Wait a minute. Before we move ahead, I got one more question. Yeah. Did the movie people have to get your permission to use your name in the movie?
You know, what happened was I think they were, you know, they used Chris Berman. They had a relationship with ESPN. They let them up, like they followed ESPN around during the draft. They came into our production meetings. So there was a relationship there. Nobody asked me for my relationship or permission or anything like that. Like they just went ahead and used it, and that's fine. But I've had people say that. Well, what was the line? I want to hear that again. I mean, we'll hear it every Thursday. But
yeah,
what,
can we hear it again?
Yeah, go ahead.
He's very happy now. We made Adam's day. All right, you got it? Here we go. Play it again. All right. Here we go.
I have Adam Schefter from ESPN on the line. He heard a rumor.
Oh, great. Tell Schefter to stick his rumor up.
Jenny.
Yes, great.
There you go.
There it is.
That is.
You know, the funny thing is that after that movie came out, Kevin Costner came to ESPN for the day. And they had him do a talk. Stink, remember the building that was like a daycare center, a gym, like across the street from me.
Yeah.
So it was a big auditorium. It's almost like a high school gymnasium, almost like. And so they had me stay with him and bring him over there and moderate the talk. It was me and him on a stage for about an hour, him talking about the movie and those sort of things. And so if I had known that he was going to rip me like that in the movie, I would have blasted him while we were up there.
Yeah, sure. I mean, why not?
Well, before we get into football stuff, I just got to say, because you've been around Costner too.
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan of the show Yellowstone, right?
Uh-huh.
We just watched seasons. I mean, I got a bromance when it comes to Kevin Costner. The guy is like the ultimate movie star. He just is. So I don't know. You were around him. What? Did you feel the aura?
He was a really nice guy. I enjoyed his company. I mean, the time that I spent with him, and very likable, very relatable, very human, and just a good dude. Liked him.
All right. So it leads me that now, since we've gone down this rabbit hole, shouldn't I tell Schefter my Costner story?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. So in 91, he just gets done filming Dances with Wolves, right? And he comes to Washington practice, and he watches our Friday practice. And then after practice, myself and Jimmy Lachey and Ralph Tam, we always did arms and shoulders.
Ralph Tam was on that team?
Yeah, Ralphie was on that team.
That's funny.
So we did arms and shoulders. And so Kevin Costner was walking around, talking to guys. It's great, like you said, a great guy, having conversations and, and snapping pictures with people. So I'm kind of giving him grief, you know, why we're snapping pictures and everything. And, you know, which was fine, you know, how I am. And I didn't know that he really kind of picked up on it, right? I mean, he was just busy taking pictures. So, like, whatever. So, anyhow, long story short, I get done in the old Redskins facility. The shower was down the hallway, about 25 feet down the hallway. And it was just like kind of this 10 by 10 hallway. And so I go down there, I take a shower, I shave. I have nothing but a towel on. I come out of the shower, and he's coming out of the locker room. So at some point in this hallway, we are going to meet. And he's still got his camera people and all his people around him. So we're walking down, and I said, hey, Kevin. And he said, yeah. And I go, hey, man, let me get one naked with you. And I dropped my towel and put my arm around him. And dude, Adam, I kid you not, he dipped under my arm, and he ran down the hallway. I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever done in my entire life. My wife was mortified when I told Lisa.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right?
That's
but awesome. And so I saw him a couple years ago at the Super Bowl in New York, and he gave me just this sly kind of grin. He goes, hey, it's good to see you again, Mark. Like,
there you go.
Yeah.
Nice guy. Yeah. Two nice guys. You
really,
and him. That's
really
great.
Good guy. Okay, speaking of rumors, because we started this out with the Kevin Costner rumor, what are you hearing about Le'Veon Bell playing this weekend against the Broncos here for Kansas City?
I know they said that they didn't know if he was going to play. I'd be surprised if he didn't play this weekend. You know, I don't know what kind of role. I look, they signed the guy last week. He's been in shape. He should be ready. Why wouldn't he play? Right?
Yeah, that's. I mean, I would think he was going to play, and I don't know the role. I mean, they're so talented on the offensive side of the ball. It's just unbelievable the amount of talent they have.
Well, that team is – they're just loaded. I mean, it's a track meet with them. And they've got great skill positions, great coaching. I mean, it's just they're the standard right now in the National Football League. They just are. You know, you beat them, you're doing something. And that's a defense's nightmare going up against that offense to me. Like, loaded everywhere, speed everywhere, beat you so many ways, don't make too many mistakes. Just a great team. Great team.
Hey, what is the feeling around the NFL world to what happened with Ryan Fitzpatrick in Miami? Surprise, shock, empathy for Ryan Fitzpatrick? Or, hey, this is just business and this is a decision everybody saw coming?
I think all those things, except the last one. I think surprise, sympathy, empathy, whatever you want to call it. The guy had done a great job up until now. And I think everybody knew that Tua was going to replace Fitzy at some point in time. I just don't think people thought it was going to be this week going into the bye. I think the bye, it was geared around that. I think they put Tua out there last week against the Jets, and they said if we think he's healthy enough to go out there against the Jets, then why is he not healthy enough to start? And we've got a bye week, and now we can gear him up mentally and physically during that time and let him go forward here as the starting quarterback of the Dolphins. And so I think the bye – if their bye was in a couple of weeks, as it was supposed to be before the schedule was juggled and postponed, I think there's a chance Fitz would have been starting this week, and they would have made the change to the bye. I think the bye was always the spot, and when the bye got moved up, the timeline to move Tua also got moved up.
Yeah, it just is interesting that we do it. They would do it now. Just Drew Lock, this offense, kind of where the Broncos are right now. You know, obviously, play went to New England. A lot of people didn't expect. None of us here at the station expected them to go into New England and win a game. So, like, kind of a signature win for Vic Fangio to this point. What do you make of their offense? What do you make of Drew Lock's performance in that game?
Well, first of all, I was thinking it's first game back, right? And they've had a dysfunctional practice schedule or disjointed practice schedule, like a lot of teams in the league. And so, it's hard to make an evaluation on one game. Did he play his best game? No. Was he inconsistent? Yeah. And so you want him to keep growing and improving and getting better, and I think they believe he's going to do that. And they need him to be better starting this Sunday. Like, he's got to be really good starting Sunday, or they're not going to win that game.
Last one, Adam. Where are we at with the Raiders right now with their offensive line getting sent home yesterday?
Well, first and foremost, you always want to make sure that the people involved are – healthy and safe, and they're going to be okay. I think Trent Brown, I was exchanging some messages with him yesterday. Sounds like he's doing okay. So you hope that that continues. But beyond that, I think that the NFL always has had to be concerned and aware of the fact that a team could basically potentially lose an entire unit. Like, they're in meeting rooms. Like, that was the concern with the Broncos with Curtis Mockins, frankly. Like, he's in a room with all the running backs. What if all the running backs or some of the running backs test positive this week and you don't have any running backs to play the Chiefs? That hasn't happened so far. And it's the same thing with the Raiders now, right? Trent Brown, their right tackle, gets sent home Monday, test positive. And so they sent home the other starting offensive lineman. I think they've got to be home for 5 days, and so they come back Saturday and play Sunday if no one else tests positive. But now you're talking about an entire unit in relation for Sunday night's game. It's not ideal. You can overcome it. We've seen that happen with the Titans. But right now they're waiting to see which of those guys they'll have. They're not going to have Trent Brown on Sunday night. I think that they are cautiously optimistic that they'll have the rest of the offensive line, but we still have to see it.
One more. I said last one, but this is the last one. Is it a case, and I should be knocking on wood all over the place here, but the Broncos haven't been hit hard at all by this. Is it a case where the Broncos are doing it better than most teams are, or is it just simply random luck?
Well, who says they're doing it better? I know this. I can't compare them to anybody else. I know that they believe that they've done a really good job and taken the necessary precautions and have protected themselves so that if somebody did test positive the way that their running backs coach did, that the other people would not be at high risk. Now, I don't know. I'm not in those meeting rooms, but that's what I've been told, that they've obeyed the rules, that they've listened, they've done what they're supposed to do, and so far it certainly looks like that's the case. So you just hope that continues, and as you say, you knock on wood that it continues and that it goes on, but so far they've done the right things.
All right, Adam. Thank you, buddy, and we'll continue to use that drop every time we have you on.
And you guys keep having the radio success and the ratings that you are, and everything will be good going forward.
All right. Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Adam Schefter joining us for his weekly visit, and he is presented by your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers.